Good morning. Welcome to First Amendment Radio and LibertyRadioLive.com. My name's Tom Fress. Greg Szymanski's investigative journal, his interview with several of the parents of the Tony Alamo Ministries, and the current inquisition that's taking place right here in Protestant America. They've created some trumped-up charges against the pastor of that community, that Christian community, that Bible-based Christian community. Trumped-up charges against their pastor, Tony Alamo. So, what does the jackbooted thugs of this papist government do? They start rounding up all the children from all the parents, parishioners of that church. Is that justice? They've trumped up charges against Tony Alamo, none of which they've proven. And they've used those trumped up charges as an excuse to take the kids from the congregation and essentially holding the parents hostage. They either leave Tony Alamo Ministries and get jobs outside of the community into the sin-sick world that we live in and be productive members of the Pope Society, or they don't get their kids back. That's religious persecution. Government-sponsored religious persecution. In days gone by, it would have been called the Holy Roman Inquisition. Learn how to recognize the Holy Roman Inquisition in this country and call it what it is. I want to continue with the book Terror Over Yugoslavia by Avril Manhattan. Do I have a caller? Hello?
Yes.
Is there someone on the line?
Yes, this is Miriam Krantz with Tony Alamo Christian Ministries.
Oh, go ahead, Miriam. I wasn't expecting you. Go ahead.
Oh, you weren't? Well, we kind of wanted to continue on. We just did the last hour with Greg Szymanski, and we did have a couple of updates, some recent things that have transpired, you know, government mandates to our church.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, the first thing, that they have been ordered the parents is that you know, we all have to, if you want your children back, they're of course using our children as hostages, you know, knowing how much we love our children and would, you know, have protected them all their lives and would do anything for our children, but they want us to leave all of our wonderful homes, you know, get homes not affiliated with the church, jobs not affiliated with the church. Do not, you know, we're not allowed to do volunteer work for the church. We, you know, have to get vehicles. Of course, take psychological deprogramming classes, cult classes, and of course, parenting classes, anger management classes. 80, you know, child support per week per child. You know, there's a few other things. I can't remember everything right off the top of my head. But, you know, if we do all these things, and in a year and a half, they'll review our cases and see if we are fully complying. And if not, no kids. And bottom line, and the number one thing is tell the government what they want to hear. Tell them that, you know, you don't believe that Pastor Alamo is really righteous and that your children have been taken care of properly. Just tell the government that, you know, you were wrong all along, that Pastor Alamo's been wrong all along, and, you know, then we'll believe you and we'll give your kids back. But that is not, just to let the public know, that is not, we could never do that. We could never lie, number one, lie, send our souls to hell for that. We could never deny that we've been saved here, we've been taught the truth, that we believe the Bible 100%. How can you give your life, you know, some of the people here have been here for 36 years. I've been here for 18 years. How can you just all of a sudden, because the government has taken your children and stolen away from you, and then how can you just turn to be a Judas Iscariot, you know? How can you do that? You can't. Not if you have any morals or any backbone. Not if you have any faith in God and any fear of burning in hell. And they're demanding us to take these psychological tests, you know, some of these parents that have already been to the court proceedings. And the basic answer that we have for them is, you know, go to hell.
Hey, Miriam?
Yes.
This is Nicholas. You guys have lawyers there with you when they're making these offers?
The lawyers are supposed to be there, but some of them, they do things kind of unorthodox, and, you know. But yes,
record these conversations? Because I certainly would like to hear them, and I think people would be outraged at these deals if they could hear them themselves.
I believe they would be too.
I'm outraged already. But if I could hear those conversations, I think that people would be outraged.
Absolutely.
Because, to make a deal like that, it's like the Inquisition. Recant,
and you get
your children back. And that's, you know, that's outrageous. And where are the lawyers? I mean, I remember when they had the big FDLDS thing, down in Texas, they had lawyers coming out of the woodwork.
That's not necessarily the case with us, because Pastor Lamo is so outspoken, and our ministry, we've been out on the streets for 40 years with the same message for 40 years, and the government has smeared us so badly this time.
Well, yeah, that's why they went in with the charges they went in with. Then when those didn't stick, well, they do hunt for other things. I mean, it's outrageous to think that someone would make allegations against me, if I can personalize this, and then they find out that there's nothing to the allegations, so they look for something else to I would think, well, I would get out of jail because the allegations are false. So, I mean, it's obvious what's going on here. But, you know, where are the lawyers? I'd like to hear from them. And I'd like to get some of these conversations taped so we can play them on the air so people can see what actually is going on.
Yes, we can work on that.
There's a lot of accusations out there that say you people, you know, are mind controlled, or you're just the diehard members. And I keep hearing all these things, although I don't believe it, because, you know, I mean, you guys, you are parents. These are your children, and I understand the faith that you cannot recant your faith, because as true believers, they want you to recant in order to get your children back, but you know that before the Lord, if you recant and walk away from Him, that you most likely will lose your children for eternity. And so the choice is, you know, do I get my children back temporarily from these people who are trying to make me recant, or do I win my children's soul for eternity by being faithful to my Lord and my Master?
The Lord says if we seek to gain our life here, we will lose it. And if we lose our life for Christ's sake, then we will gain it in heaven. And it is a total lie that they say they want to give us our children back after we do all these things, because they are hunting down every member of our church, every child, down to the newborn babies.
Well, that's what's missing, though. I want to hear from the lawyers. I want to just hear... from people that are looking from the outside in on this situation, because we can't see it. We can only see it through your eyes, but we don't. And of course, the people that are doing this to you, they have their spin on it, but we don't have it from another source that can see into it. And I know there has to be lawyers there involved somewhere.
There are, but I can tell you one thing. I believe the lawyers are scared too, you know, that they will be disbarred if they come against every government agency that's coming against us. You know, we definitely are praying for the truth to come out in every way possible. The government is working, you know, through lawyers also, you know, trying to undermine us and offer us the deals. And, you know, it's not everything is on the surface.
Right. Well, it needs to be on the surface.
There's a couple of other parents here who would also like to speak.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn it back over to Tom. I've kind of taken over his program. Sorry, Tom.
Oh.
That's not a problem. You asked some legitimate questions, and I would like, you know, I should have asked the questions myself. And if there's tape recordings of these ultimatums and these conditions that the courts...
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Please, get some recorders in there. Get your little pocket cameras, you know, that record video. You can turn those on and put them in your pocket and let them run. They may record, you know, video the inside of your pocket, but they will still pick up audio. You can do things like that, because I'd like to hear these.
If nothing else, Nick, those ultimatums and those conditions by which the courts have propositioned the parents, that should be documented evidence. That should be in writing.
Yeah, and it should be part of the case.
Sure, that
all
could
of
be
that they have recordings of all of that. All their conversations with you, all their interrogations are probably videotaped or recorded, or they are supposed to be.
It was also in the paper. It published in the paper. But the fathers who was just recently contacted and offered this deal is here and. He can tell you maybe a little bit more detail from what I said. My personal family, we go to court on January 12th, and you know we expect to hear the same propositions to get our six children back. But and here's Mr. Greg Seago.
Well, before we talk to Greg, I'd just like to comment that all those deals ought to be in transcript form that can be posted on a website someplace. That information ought to be publicized. That's outrageous. Anyway, Mr. Seago, go ahead if you're there with me.
Oh yeah, well I was just on with Greg Szymanski, and I was saying how that they tried to cut me a deal midway through the trial. Listen, if you'll just turn on Pastor Lamo, if you'll just say you saw bad things, you knew about bad things, or you should have known, and if you'll leave the ministry, we might just let you have your kids back right now.
Did they use that actual language, if you'll turn on Pastor Lamo?
They didn't use that language, no. They just said, if you'll admit... that these bad things, but that's what they were talking about. That's all they were talking about.
Okay.
That there was this abuse going on in the church from the pastor.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I think's going on. I think Tony Alamo is up in years, 74 years old. He's got some health issues. He's gone blind because of glaucoma, and they don't expect Tony Alamo to last very much longer, and they want to make sure nobody else in that congregation can continue on with that ministry. And they're holding your people hostage by taking your kids.
I think there's outside forces here, too, from California, because I know that property that he has in California is supposed to be pretty valuable.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's a fact. I've gleaned that over the years from listening with Greg interviewing Tony, and I believe that's the case still. I'm not sure about that, but that's just what I gather from the interviews of Tony and Greg over the years.
So what are they trying to do? Tie him up in legal battles until...
Well, if he's out of the picture, they can take the property by some means, by tax liens or whatever. These guys have ways of doing this kind of stuff, using the courts. And, you know, if you take someone out of the picture, they can't pay their taxes. They can channel that property to whoever they want to redeem that property through the tax lien process.
Right. Well, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. If the American people sit on their fannies and let this take place, I've lost hope.
Well, that's why the first American thing they did was the child pornography thing, because they wanted to stain his name so bad that nobody in the mainstream would touch him, because no one wants to be labeled as someone who's trying to help a child pornographer.
Yeah.
Of course, those allegations turned out to be false, and now they're just coming up with whatever they can. The Mann Act. I mean, if you transport your own child across state lines, they can get you on the Mann Act.
Sure. That charge comes with its own conviction. You can't defend yourself against a negative. You know, that's just outrageous. So what are you going to do? You say, no, my daughter and I are going to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. I'm not transporting my daughter across state lines for sexual purposes. And the officer wants to stick the charge on you, he can do it. There's no way you can prove that you were just going to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. I mean, this is insane.
Well, the language in the Mann Act is so broad that it doesn't even have to be for sex.
Yeah,
they just
I realize
have to,
that.
Yeah, they just have to determine that it's untoward behavior of some sort, according to them.
Well, look, the government didn't leave any doubt. They were trying to get him on kiddie porn. You know, this is just, and they haven't proven anything, and they can't try Tony, because if they try Tony and the evidence can't substantiate the government's claims, they lose Tony, and then they have to give the kids back, because then they don't have any basis.
Well, you know what, I pray for on this prosecutor, I pray for 100 times everything she wishes on Tony. Times. And I mean fast. I'd like to see her drop dead of a plague.
Well, I want her to come to the knowledge of the...
I doubt if that's going to...
Well, we can always hope against hope.
Yeah, we can.
But
well, that would be good.
I'm giving her more credit than I want to. You know what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
This just an outrage. Where is the American people? Where are the Christians in this country? Where are the churchins? Where are the pew sitters? They're going to sit right there in the pews and rot.
We're right here. Hey, Tom, we're right here. All those people in those big buildings.
Yeah.
They aren't God's people.
No, they're the church's people.
Well, yeah, they're the state church's people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because they're all in state churches.
This just sickens me that this could happen in this Protestant constitutional republic. We've been lulled to sleep. We've had it easy too long. But listen, our faith is being challenged by a Roman Catholic government that wants to destroy Protestantism, that wants to destroy Bible believers, and before long it'll be Jews too.
Well, you know, my assignment for the Alamo congregation is to get some tape recorders and get some of these lawyers start talking. Either that or get different lawyers that are going to stand up.
I want to see transcripts of the deals they tried to cut with the parents of
Well, you have to be a lawyer to get that stuff, Tom.
Well,
that's how they structure the courts. Anyway, I got to go, so I'm going to be looking for that from the Alamo congregation.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
See y'all later.
Nick,
bye.
I appreciate it. And that ought to be your goal down there in Falk, Arkansas, is to get recordings of this nonsense so the American people can hear it direct from their mouths. And if they're not ashamed of the ultimatums and the conditions that they placed on the people in that ministry, then they ought to give us a recording of it, so we can play it on the air, so we can allow God's people to make a decision about this. Do we still have anybody on the line, or did we just...
I'm right here, Tom. I was listening intently about where are the church people. Well, they're at Razorback games. They're watching television.
Well, listen, we've got to get their attention, and the best way to do that is do like Nick said. Get recordings of these ultimatums. Can you get recordings of these ultimatums?
I don't know, because I'm new at all this legal jazz. They tried to cut us this deal. I don't know how that works. We stayed out late. It was about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Hearings were going late. And one of the judges says, well, have you tried to strike a deal with these guys? And the DHS said, no. He says, well, do that, and no matter how long it takes. And we met in a room that wasn't in the courtroom, and our attorney came out and presented these ultimatums to us. This is the deal that the government will cut for you. And, of course, you know, we just said, you know, I'll die first. I'm not going there. I'm not going to lie to save my hide or my children or anything. like they are.
Well, I understand earlier that they want you to take cult training. They want you to take cult training. And that's an indictment that you belong to some kind of a cult, and they want to teach you what a cult is so that you can avoid them from now on out. But I want you to get a document that states what the court defines as a cult. Because the American people, the Protestants in this country, the Bible believers in this country, need to know what our papist government determines as a cult.
Yeah, it is clearly defined in our situation. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that He's the Son of the living God. And
sure.
That He lived a sinless life, and He died on a cross and shed His blood for all the sins of mankind. And He rose victoriously from the dead on the third day, and He is in heaven right now, ever making intercession for the sins of mankind to all those that will come unto Him. And that's how we're a cult.
That's absolutely right. And I watched the trials after the Waco debacle, after the Waco auto de fe, the Holy Roman Inquisition of the Waco people down the Branch Davidians down in Waco, Texas. And they interrogated Janet Reno, who was Secretary of State at that time. And they asked her what defines a cult. And she said, well, people that believe and read the Bible and talk about the Constitution all the time and who spend a great deal of money in tithes to their churches. She just went right down the list and described a Bible-believing Christian.
Absolutely.
And I sat there and I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Well, that's what they're doing to Pastor Lamo, to us.
Exactly. And I said Secretary of State. She was Secretary of Department of Justice, but...
And just as bushy,
unbelievable. I'm sorry, I think I doubled with you. Go ahead.
She's just as butchy as she can be. She's a known lesbian.
Well, that's obvious. I don't think she even tried to hide that. But
That's who our persecutors are. That's who is perpetrating all this mess against the pastor.
Your persecutors have 2,000 pedophile priest cases in this country. That's who your persecutors are. Janet Reno's just one of them. We'll be back right after this short break on Inquisition Update with Tom Fress on LibertyRadioLive.com and First Amendment Radio. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the second half-hour segment of Inquisition Update with Tom Fress. We're entertaining the poor, bereaved families of Tony Alamo Ministries. I believe before the break we were talking to Greg Seago. Are you still with me, Greg?
Right here, Tom.
Well, I want the listeners to go to Tony Alamo's website, AlamoMinistries.com, www.AlamoMinistries.com, and read the newsletter that they've published and sent out. And also, I would like, if it's possible, to get transcripts or some other recording. An audio recording would be dynamite information. I mean, that could be put on Liberty Radio Live and First Amendment Radio, so the listeners can hear it straight from the devil's mouth, what they're trying to do to you people. But if it was transcribed, if you could get a transcript of it and put it on your website for people to go there and read this ridiculous ultimatum that they're placing upon the parents of the children that they've kidnapped, it would tremendously help your case in the slumbering American among the slumbering American people.
Well, like I say, I don't know. That was a deal they cut during the trial, and I don't know what kind of records there are of that. But, that's the deal they cut us. And in addition to that, there's other parents here that in different forms, different ways, and at different times that they try to cut the same deal. Like, for example, Brian's here and Debbie's here, and they all try to cut them. Here's Debbie. I can let her tell you exactly how they try to cut her the same deal, and also Brian's here. Hang on.
Hello, Tom. This is Debbie.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I was on last week with you, and
yes.
I just wanted to say that I have a copy of the Arkansas Department of Human Services Family Strengths Needs and Risk Assessment, and I'd be happy to fax you a copy of that. It's several pages. And I've also got a copy of the, I believe it was the first staffing meeting we had, and I believe we had a lawyer present. We did. And it was the first staffing meeting we had with the DHS, and Mary Helen Mitchell was there. And I have right on paper where they said that we needed to leave the ministry, have housing independent of the ministry, a job independent of the ministry, and so on and so forth. So I have physical proof of that as far as in writing, their writing. As far as, I don't have anything in recording about that, but I can send you that, and I will.
Well, that I don't have a fax number, but I may get one. But that needs to be sent. Maybe. Well, that would be fine. And as a matter of fact, Nick may have a fax machine there at the station. And but you've got an attorney involved on in your behalf in this case, and the attorney needs to be approached about getting transcripts, so that they can be read. You know, I mean, look. They've demonized Tony. They've demonized the parents. They've demonized everybody else. Maybe if people could read what the court is trying to do, it would wake them up, and they would see it for themselves. You know, listen, it's not hard for me to believe the truth that you're telling. I mean, they've got a history. They've got a history of persecuting Tony Alamo Ministries. Trumped up charges. I don't for a minute believe that there's one single parent in Tony Alamo Ministries that would subject their children to a pedophile pastor. Okay, so that's not the issue. The issue is the listeners are taking your word against the government's. That's the power that the mainstream media has to defame you all. It's just your word against the government. Right now, the government has sway. Obviously, nobody's responding to your plight down there. Nobody's supporting you except, as far as I know, Liberty Radio Live and First Amendment Radio.
That's right.
So we need to do something else to help get your message across to people so that they're not caught in a position of having to take your word against the governments. Because people just believe the government is a benevolent organization. Very few people even understand who actually runs our government. Now, you know, we make it obvious here that we do know who runs our government, and we can explain everything that's going on in Falk, Arkansas, to Tony Alamo Ministries and why. But the American people are completely ignorant about it. And if they can see the transcripts, they can make sense of what's really taking place. That this is just a railroad of the whole organization down there. At first it was Tony Alamo's supposed violation of the Mann Act, and now all the children are being taken. Tony Alamo's safely held in prison. They haven't even tried him yet. And now they profess to have the basis by which to legitimately steal all the children from the parents. I mean, this is outrage. Pretty soon people would wake up if they could see the transcripts and also the ridiculous ultimatums that they put the parents to. And by the way, I've got a message from Nick. Fax your material to far.live@yahoo.com. No, excuse me, that's an email. far.live@yahoo.com. That's Nick's email address. And I'm sure Nick's got plenty that he can do with the information that you send him. And we can put it on my website, and Nick can put it on his. And just
is,
so people can. And you need to put it on your. Pardon me.
Is that lowercase letters? FAR.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
FAR.live@yahoo.com.
Okay, I've got that.
And somebody there in the ministry obviously does a very good job with their website at alamoministries.com. That needs to be put up on there so the people that visit the website can look at the ridiculous offer that the courts are making to the parents.
Tom, may I say something?
Yes, please.
I would like to add that the Department of Human Services, I really had very little knowledge of it before being involved in it 3 months ago. They are an unbridled government organization. They answer to nobody. They can go over states. They can go anywhere they want to in this country and hunt down people that they have said, if you leave Alamo Ministries, you can have your children. That's the biggest lie. They hunt them border to border. They just are going out wherever they can. They have the aid of other government agencies, the Arkansas State Police and other state police, anywhere they want to go. 5 o'clock in the morning, they'll break into your home and search and see if you have any children there. Now, how could that possibly be anything that's going to be helpful to any children? To come into their homes at 5 in the morning and yank them out of bed and remove them from their loving homes and take them away and put them in their foster prisons, which are known that if you're in foster care, you're 10 times more likely to be abused or murdered than you are in your own home, no matter how bad the home is. Those are statistics. You know.
I want to remind the listeners, too, that Tony Alamo is based out of Falk, Arkansas, but there are satellite churches, I think one in California, one in New Jersey, and the DHS in those states are raiding those Tony Alamo ministries out of state, California, New Jersey, and trying to round up the children from those churches. The whole thing is absolutely out of control.
It is out of control, and they are out to destroy Pastor Alamo and to destroy this ministry. And if people can't see that, then they are so engulfed in their entertainment, their booze, their, you know, whatever they do on the internet, on the television, you know, all they care about is what pleases them, sensuality in this world, you know, and they don't mind being brain dead. They don't mind, you know, blink the eye, oh, another cult, just, you know, it's better to have the kids dead than in a cult like that, you know. They just believe anything they see in the mainstream media, which is the propaganda tool that the government uses. And we know where it's all coming from. It's really all coming from the Roman Vatican, because the Bible says that every evil thing that's done comes from the Vatican. That's where it's at. And Tony is the most outspoken person that I've ever seen or heard of in this world that is coming, you know, spoken out against the Vatican and the evils and the corruption there. And the one that his voice is the one that is exposing the works of Satan in these last days. And they have spent probably billions of dollars, just unbridled funds, to get out there and indoctrinate people with their doctrine, which is total perverseness away from the Word of the Living God, totally turning from God's Word, which, you know, we keep and preach the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ in this ministry, and they are against the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can see by what they produce on their television show. Who are the people behind these shows that are producing all the homosexuality, all of the filth, the adultery, the fornication, the abortions? All these things are coming from somebody's brain behind the scenes, and people are just lapping it up like a bunch of dogs. That's what they are, you know. They're filthy people.
What's even more obvious, Miriam, or Deborah, excuse me, is there are 2,000 cases of pedophile priests, Catholic priests, pedophile Catholic priests in this country. 2,000 of them. Are they going around rounding up all the altar boys?
No.
Are they putting them in
they don't go into
services?
Their schools and round up all the little boys and girls that are in their schools and take them away from their parents because, I mean, these are proven things, Tom. They're absolutely proven, as you know, that these people are doing this. They don't bring them to justice. They just secret them away, you know, just like they did in World War II when they hid away the Vatican's people down in South America. We all know about that kind of stuff, and they're doing the same thing. It's just the Vatican Inquisition over here in America.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the American people need to realize that whole Catholic parishes have filed bankruptcy because of the exorbitant judgments that have been won by shrewd plaintiffs in these pedophile priest scandals. And the Vatican, the Pope came over here and paid lip service to the problem, but then turned right around and demanded that these pedophile priest cases not be handled in the civil courts, in the federal courts, but that they should all be referred to the Vatican to be handled directly by the Vatican. Now, if that's not the fox watching the hen house, I don't know what it is. And our president, our apostate, jackbooted president, invited the Pope to come to this country and serenaded him with the fife and drum corps, gave him a 21-gun salute, and allowed him to have an outdoor mass in this country. It used to be illegal to have an outdoor mass in this country, but they've got religious freedom, and Tony Alamo's ministry is brought down on just the suspicion of pedophilia, of pornography and that sort of thing. There's no proof, and they're going ahead with it as though they've already adjudicated him guilty of the charges by taking the children and re-indoctrinating them into this sick society, taking them out of a safe, clean Christian environment and putting them in the mainstream society. They can be polluted with the rest of us. And I think it's just absolutely unconscionable. The American people just need to know what's going on and who's behind it. That's what needs to be understood, is who's behind this. This is a Holy Roman Inquisition against Protestants in this country. And until a person can perceive it in that life, in that light, you can't accurately assess what's really going on. And this is just the beginning. If the American people remain seated while this atrocity is taking place in Falk, Arkansas, then they've jeopardized themselves. And we're going to see a Holy Roman Inquisition in this country, the likes of which this country has never seen. We've got to fight this now, not tomorrow, now. What are we going to do? Are we going to sit here and let our Roman government take us to the auto de fés? Are we going to let them take away our kids like they did in the Dark Ages when they suspected their parents of heresy for reading the Bible? That's what Rome did. If a parent was caught reading the Bible in his own language, he was deemed a heretic. And their children were taken and used in the confession to rat out their parents, whether or not they had a Bible that they read in their homes. And if they did, the charges were brought against the parents, and they were persecuted to the point of execution. And we're seeing it. Bible believers, Falk, Arkansas, trumped up charges. They've taken the kids to testify against their parents, and they've held them hostage against the parents till the parents capitulate. That's the modern day version of the ancient Holy Roman Inquisition. It's happening in your Protestant America. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit and take it? Are you going to let this congregation in Falk, Arkansas suffer because it's just convenient to sit on your butt and not do anything? If you do, you put yourself at risk for similar treatment. I'm sorry, Deborah. I just can't. Go ahead. If you've got anything more to say, is anybody else there like to make a comment?
Well, let's see. We've got Al Reed here. He'd like to say something. I would just like to say, and I may have said this before on your show, but I'd like to say this again, and that is that the Office of Chief Counsel, Mary Helen Mitchell, stated, and our lawyer heard her say it, and he's the one that told us, that she was not going to call those six girls that were originally kidnapped out of our ministry, she was not going to call them to testify unless they would roll over and start telling the truth. And I wanted to incorporate this into, which they were telling the truth always from the very beginning, no matter how much they were berated and questioned and by the FBI and by the DHS and all the other agencies and the shrink people and all those people, they never would roll over because they always were telling the truth. And one thing I wanted to point out is that Judge Griffin, who was the judge for four of the girls in this case, of the original six girls that were kidnapped, he said in the Texarkana Gazette, and I've got the article where he says that when you can't meet the burden of proof, you go over to the other side. And I would like to finish his statement and kidnap children and try to get them to testify against Pastor Alamo. That's the end of the sentence that he didn't say. How dare he say, when you can't find proof, they admitting right there he couldn't find any proof, so you go over to the other side. And what did they do? They had a militaristic raid. All the finances, all the vehicles, all the agencies at their disposal to go up and kidnap these girls to get them to testify against our pastor. That's where it's at, folks.
Yeah. Selective testimony, and I want to know what's wrong with the defense attorneys. I want to know why they're not attacking this.
Well, because they believe the lies. Why else? They believe, you know, some of the our attorneys, we believe the lies just as well. You know,
that's not adequate representation. That's not legal representation.
Of course it's not. But, you know, when we had 30 of our witnesses at the courthouse at the adjudication hearing, and they eliminated them. They called all of the witnesses into the courthouse. We had already been adjourned for lunch, but they called the witnesses in. Well, excuse me. After they called the witnesses in and made sure everybody was there, he had adjourned us for lunch. And what they did was they ended up taking three. They said anybody under 18, we're taking. And they took three of the boys of the parents of the original six girls that were there in that courtroom that were witnesses. And they held us in. The police with their, the marshals with their guns, they held us in. They would not let us leave that courtroom until they got, I wanted to get out there and go give the warning to the others so they could get our children and get them away because they'd already stated they were taking all the children out of the ministries. They held us in there, falsely imprisoned us there for 15 minutes so we couldn't do anything. That's your government, folks. That's the way it is. Get rid of our witnesses and hold us prisoner. So obviously, Tony Alamo must be doing something right and must be exposing Satan and must be exposing this whole government organization, this whole operation, covert operation that's really centered in Rome for them to do something like this.
Sure, they have to resort to illegalities to make a case against
everything.
They're beggars is what they are.
There isn't any legal thing that they
don't
yet, not one. And everything's based on lie after lie after lie after lie after lie.
Sure.
Would I be
able
I'm glad
to be shining.
To Al? He'd like to say something.
Yeah, go ahead,
Al. Three of his children were also taken.
Okay.
Tom?
Yeah.
Would I be able to give Al Reed a stay here for a minute?
Yes, please.
Okay, here he is.
Hello, Tom.
Good morning, Al.
Well, three of my children have been taken, I know Pastor Alamo since 1971, and that's when I came into the ministry. And, you know, then I had children in this ministry, which was a good environment, and, you know, to raise children and Christian children and words of lies, you know. I was doing the job, and next thing you know, I got a phone call that the FBI and the local people from this area had came on our property and ripped my children from a good environment, you know, a nice home, food, clothing, and care for the ministry, you know. And if Pastor Alamo was some kind of monstrous person, I would have been gone from this place a long time ago. But he is a pastor, loving, caring, not for, you know, like all over the world. I mean, he helped people in Africa, India, clothes, and food, send food to a lot of people. I mean, he don't care what color you are. And like the government just hit his doctrine because he's preaching the truth. Because there's a lot of people are lost. And Satan knows there's a lot of people are lost. And Satan, you know, he's using the government to do his dirty work, coming all the way from Rome, the Vatican.
Satan's man in this world is the Pope, and he rules this government.
Exactly.
And he's using this government to persecute Protestants and Bible believers. Go ahead.
And the American people don't have any backbone at all. Church people, they're scared. They don't want to come. You know, they know that this man is innocent. You know, they got him locked up in some little block cell, you know, coal in there. He had to keep his jacket on and all that. And that's abuse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Evil. Evil.
That's
evil
abuse,
people.
Right. It's just outrageous.
It's really outrageous.
Throwing God's people to the lions and the rest of the Christians set on their hind end because they're not losing anybody yet.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to be a crude awakening. I mean, they're going to get theirs too, but they better start doing something because the wrath of God is going to fall on them too because, they better wake up before it's too late. Come out of the closet, you people.
God's people need to be on their faces before the Messiah.
Exactly right. You know, there's a lot of graveyards around in this world. You know, some in the ocean, you know, some in the land here. And, you know, there's very few people going to end up in the kingdom of heaven because people are afraid to make a stand.
Yep. No guts, no glory. Not
right.
In this life or the one hereafter.
Exactly.
That's the way I look at it.
I agree with you.
You know, paying Christ lip service isn't going to buy you way into heaven. If you don't have enough faith and courage in your faith, if you don't have any spiritual fortitude, what hope is there? I mean, if we can't put our faith into practice and stand up for righteousness in this country and condemn the evil in this country, what do we have? How can we expect God to come to our rescue if we're not willing to stand up for ourselves and beseech His help in this?
Exactly right.
We can't approach the Lord as a coward. I mean,
Yep. You know, one of my children, 10, and then I had two girls and one boy. They are 17 10, 17, and 16. And two girls and a boy have been taken from this ministry. Real good environment, you know. Love their parents, love their friends, love the pastor, and love the place that they want to be.
Well, that's understandable. And we hope they return safely to their families before long. And we're coming up on the end of the broadcast. Thank you all for joining.
Okay.
The Inquisition
right,
update with Tom Fress, and we'll continue updating the audience about the goings-on in Falk, Arkansas, and those in New Jersey and California and all the other churches of Tony Alamo Ministries. Please ask God to intervene. Stand up. Who will stand up for me against the evil day?